Sukkah Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. Now, there are two ways to learn this Mishnah. I'm going to first read it the way the Rav learns it first. Miyara tinoikos shemten estulveim v'oichlen esrogein. From the hands of the tinoikos, they would grab lululavim, and they would eat the esrogin of the tinoikos. The gedolim would eat it. So this was done right after the mitzvah of lulav on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. The Rav explains that the gedolim would take the lulavim from the tinoikos, right from their hands. And then the gedolim would also eat the esrogim of the tinoikos. And this is not a problem of gezel, because this was the minog because of simcha. It's almost like a condition, a tenai, that everybody knew that this was going to happen. It's not a problem of gezel at all. Now, the other way to read the Mishnah is instead of reading it miyad ha-tinokas, from the hands of the tinokas, you read it the following. The Rav brings this way too. Miyad ha-tinokas shemten estulveim v'oichlen esrogim. It wasn't that the gedolim were taking from the ketanim, the esrogim. Rather, it means miyad right away, not from the hand of. Right away, the tinokas would release, let go of their lulavim and esrogim, and then they would eat their own esrogim. So it's obviously not a problem of gezel, because it was their own, and then they can eat their own esrogim. Now, there's one other issue that's brought up here, which is an issue of something that's hooked to la mitzvah. If something's set aside for mitzvah, it's sort of muksa to use for the rest of the day. You can't use it for your own benefit. So the first way we learned, the gedolim ate it. It wasn't huksula mitzvah. So the teretz is that since it wasn't huksula mitzvah for gedolim, it was only for ketanim, it wasn't completely huksula mitzvah. Taisis Yonder brings that this is the way Rashi learns. So therefore, they were allowed to eat it. And in the second case, the ketanim also. Obviously, it's their own. So it wasn't complete huksula mitzvah, so they're allowed to eat it. However, the Rav points out that the gedolim could not eat their own esrogim on Hoshana Rabbah because it was huksula mitzvah.